Well, first of all, I think, sir, I mean, in every dispensation, there are new things that come up. Okay. I mean, my general assessment, let me be direct.
Yes.
Okay, my general assessment. I think it's been okay. I think, sir, every season brings forth its good size and bad size, more or less. But, generally, I think it's been okay. Of course, much me, I can say, somehow, some of the nominees that come, set up some questions, I won't get dinkakra. A bit sooner, because the whole essence of betting is not to come and sit there, waiting on when I present prison. Nobody does that. I mean, try only Nippon and Tidian. That's not what minimum, yeah. Oh, yeah, Juma. Ajuma aba ba yenu eska na liwe tu awo anya mesisi mesisi oba ye na that's not the business we're doing. Nti mi bi pa mundi about half of the committee members probably should not even be there sitting there asking questions because frankly enough about we know you do this master only say only and they probably tuna if you don't have any question just keep quiet. Amakasano, it also appears some people, just few people, ask questions. But if someone who come to the other, like a quiet man, come this question here, and I'm surprised, very, very surprised at the chairman of the committee. I mean, if the whole essence of a chairman of a committee is just to sit there and say, oh, okay, we agree that it is welcoming people who they came with. Yes, I cry. Oh, you can talk with this, achieve this. And the question, no questions for the chairman. The reason I make it, son, I say, oh, sure, go for the brace, I'll bring your Cassandra Duna. There's some questions, Bassambassada. I'm like, people don't even understand what veteran is.
But Rakudu, were you expecting, say, the chairman of the committee or your part of the ruling party, the government, you know, would pose questions to Anwani Nkrofo?
Oh, it is possible. It's very important. I think he's done it one or twice. You see, there's a reason I'm making sense.
Yes.
If he had been a bit more active, Anka, that complaints I hear myself, I think I'm going to be questions. 290 questions, 270 questions. I mean, it will not even arise. Besides, my point is, if the other members are how do you call it, priest, like a gong beaters. Oh yes, sir. If they were equally asking great questions, I would say, Charlie, niyakono. Serious business, nobody even recognize the length of time that Pinyo uses to ask questions. There's a reason I'm bringing up Pinyo up because in Kofu Bibri, I can say, Pinyo is too low, and I make a business. Let me ask questions, let me ask CJ. Pinyo is not almost the last person who normally asks questions.
Yes.
The rules not allow you to ask questions ad infinitum?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I can understand. Some of the questions are not necessary. But trust me, if we didn't have a opinion on the committee, it would be boring. Very, very, very boring. I mean, let's face facts.
Okay, but who feels has to go back and ask those questions?
But that's the question, that's the point.
Yes.
The majority side hardly ask any serious questions. I mean, let's face facts. They don't ask. So it behoves on the minority side to do what they have to do. If the minority side have finished, because every question the minority side asks is sensible. But if the minority side finishes, then Apenyo has a school day and it's been allowed. When we're sitting, once we pen at chairman and say, you've got 3 questions left. But you sit there and the guy will continue asking questions. And the rules allow it. And I'm a person Ghanaians, vetting, and yet not attach emotions to it. Because a idea, Nipa we you're a proper leader. Because what I didn't know everything. Because that my middle school. When we were running for office, we did vetting. Yes, I mean, so I stood for Land Economy Students Association, Land Economy Tech. Of course, I won. But there was vetting. But corner, this is a question. So, we go back to Nando. Did you attempt? Because I said, girl, I just stood there. I'm serious. I stood there. I said, okay, don't worry. I'll soak it in. Because that's a mark of leadership. Boom. So the point, they say, everything that was happening in the committee is allowed. By the way, while Mark has said, my judges are now asking a lot of great questions, it is also part of the process. Mm. I mean, if they decide, say, will not worry, and it's been a trend most of the time anyway. I mean, most of the time, the majority side, no one shut down this question. I bet my meaning, no, much, no, it's natural. Even in the US, it happens sometimes. In the US, you have even the majority side asking, dealing with you, asking you questions, not easy. Recently, Donald Trump, Hexes, there was a lady, Republican, oh my guy, no, much, no, papa, but not knowing at the end of the day. It brought out certain aspects of the guy. Eventually, you know, it convinced some hardline Republicans and who can say they will not vote for him, to vote for him. You know, because it moves the needle. Bibi, Masa, Bibi, Kitwebi, Obekampe, Ebekta, Obiakuma. You'd have no idea why the vetting really goes on. Intermediate, in front of you. I'm not saying opinion should be celebrated overboard. But, oh, sure, CJ, that whole process would have been thoroughly boring if a patient was all there.
Yeah.
That's first fact. Now, the other thing I want to also say is that maybe two issues. Usha, it's not everyone that the minority really would spend so much time on, like certain sensitive persons. Let's face fact. My brothers, Sam George, Okujetu, and my own classmate, Omani, these are very special frontline politicians of the NDC. Who says otherwise? Biwa.
Yes.
Osha, they are very, very active. We are very cautious citizens, respectable citizens, and I respect them. But if it comes to vetting, please, let's put that vetting aside. Me, if I'm a part of the vetting, I can be a decade, because I'll put everything aside. I don't care whether I know you or not, because you're going for a position representing the country, representing your region, representing your people, representing your constituency. Mm. So at that stage, you know, we have elevated you. So everything needs to be known. To be frank, I thought that when these brothers were being threatened, they all came with their strategy. But I think Apeno did exceedingly well, especially on the very raging issues of asset acquisition. Even to some extent, you talk about how people get money to purchase assets. And it's a very crucial problem, Masa. Your country animal, one of the biggest problems. I mean, Mr. CJ, we're discussing with that. Campaign financing. It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Illicit financial flows. Nobody knows exactly how many problems. Guys, most of the guys staying are Port Hills politicians. We should be asking them, how did you come by money to buy land at Port Hills? It's correct. There's nothing wrong with it.
Mm.
I have friends who live in Port Hills, and I can tell you, most of them are serious businessmen, international businessmen. He was Tigo. He was CEO of Tigo in Tanzania, East Africa. He became much more. I visit him. I'm so happy. The guy earns top dollar. And it's serious, but our friends locally do, maybe there's a but the people that I know, business guys, some of them are very vocal in the public, and they are property.
But Mr. Kujo, do you think it's a fair question for the nominee to disclose maybe a unyesike free, quite of fast to us as we, quite of fast to us our property in India? Fair question to the nominee?
It is a very good question. Very, very fair question. You see, because first of all, especially when the nominee seems to be someone who is also very interested in how people spend money publicly. And you know, there's one thing we should also expect. CJ, help Ghanaians, why? But you are educating Ghanaians. Mm. Because on my timeline, questions we are adults. We are some coaches to questions about this property. Because say, it's privately acquired. And I near public, and it is silly. Excuse my language. People are forgetting, say, the whole idea of asking him those questions, because he's been in office for several years. I mean, he's been a politician most of his life. Into your bizarre question, sir, how did you come by that property? It is a legitimate question. And the reason why it's been asked is simple. We need to know whether your earnings actually match your lifestyle. Because we take care of you. So we should be worried, or we should be happy if indeed you actually paid everything. You see, Ghana, yeah, we don't normally, public service, people assume, say, we invest emotions in it. It doesn't work like that. There's a reason why these things really matter.
Okay,
and for me, in the case of some, I suspect, say, the reason why that discovery is because Chairman Ora, and we all know my good friend, Sam, he's very diligent, honest, and he's gone after a few people who we believe strongly that they have done wrong. So it is fair.
Okay.
But don't forget, say, on no time, no, every son has some questions. No. He wanted to answer, you remember? Let's be fair to Sam. Sam Kujutu wanted to answer the question.
Yeah.
But the chairman...
Yes.
I thought that was a very, very wrong move. What the chairman did was so damaging to Sam, because he should be allowed to speak to for himself. You understand?
Okay.
It's very important.
Okay. Mr. Akudjo, you remember the chaos in Parliament, but near any chaos or not, that's the question I want to ask. The rush in having these nominees vetted.
I'm happy your question is so straightforward. It was not necessary. Especially say, if you agree the number, just keep to the number. And I suspect, sir, that's actually the root cause of this problem. And I'm not saying that what happened eventually was right. Fisticuffs, it was all a nyefe crap. But the root cause of it was also that our friends on the other side did not really play ball. I mean, I think that's the problem that led to all of this. And you see, the scenario is that people are also making it look sad. After you ask so many questions, they wasted time. No. They agreed to the number.
Mm.
If you get them, keep the number and just go forward. So anyway, look, it's an interesting exercise so far, but unfortunately, it's been too one-sided.
Mm.
And if Apenyo had not led the chance, it would have been a thoroughly boring exercise. Let's face facts.
But then the suspension of the four members of